This Rise and Shine podcast series has been made possible by the generosity of the Zitelman Family Foundation, which is committed to the unity and continuity of the Jewish people through meaningful and relevant Jewish education and wisdom.
Although there's no specific incident in the Torah in which God, so to speak, hosts somebody for a meal, it seems that Hashem is constantly hosting the entire world, offering us a place to sleep and food to eat, and thus being hospitable to others is a way of emulating God.
This is Rise and Shine, a podcast that offers timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations to fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note. Here is Adrian Gold Davis.
When I was a kid, going to my grandparents' house was always a culinary adventure. There were always these hard candies in the little glass candy dish on the coffee table, right beside those little chachkas and china animals that were like this fragile menagerie calling my name. And there were cookies and muffins and cakes and soda and gum and all other manner of contraband. You see, my mother was a health freak even then. "What's for dessert, Ma?" we'd ask. "A ripe rosy apple," she'd reply. And we would all groan. Now, dinner at my British Nana's always ended with blueberry pie. And if you managed to get there during the week, especially Wednesday evening, she would have baked that morning for her Mahjong game the next day. And we could pilfer those treats to our heart's content. Now, my Zeta on my father's side owned a candy store. Yes, you heard me right, a candy store. We would go there and we'd fill those little brown paper bags with penny candy and we could eat as much as we could put in the bag. And there were comic books and toys and even the prize of all prizes. A 3-foot Chatty Cathy doll that lived on the uppermost shelf in his shop. She had this string that you pulled on her back with a little ring and she spoke full sentences. Now, in those days, an Easy Bake Oven or a Chatty Cathy doll were the Rolls Royce of children's toys, and I wanted them badly. And while my grandfather wanted to give it to me, my parents said no. Oh, the love of grandparents. But it wasn't just my grandparents. You know, I remember being told that if anything happened to me while out in the world by myself as a preteen, that I should just go to any of the apartment buildings that lined the busy thoroughfare near our subdivision and ring any buzzer. When someone answered, we should just say, "Bubby, it's me," and she would just buzz us in. Those were such simpler times. Now, when we would go to visit other Jewish families, like just pop in, something no one dares to do anymore, the entire refrigerator would be out on the kitchen table within moments. Remember? Tuna, egg salad, herring, bread, cake, sliced tomatoes, cucumbers, bagels, a groaning board of deliciousness. And God forbid you didn't eat anything? Why was this? What is it about Jews and food? And why is it always our first line of defense? So Rabbi Yonatan Geffen, in his article about the mitzvah of hachnasat orchim, or hospitality in English, said the following about bestowing kindness to our fellow human. We have discussed one of the mitzvot commandments that involved bestowing kindness to our fellow man. Another of those mitzvot is that of inviting and hosting guests in one's home. A person who does this mitzvah does, in fact, fulfill more than one mitzvah. This action is included in the mitzvah of love thy neighbor like yourself, because we would like others to offer us meals or lodging at times of need. It's also a fulfillment of the mitzvah to go in the ways of God, which teaches us that we should strive to emulate God's character traits and actions. And although there's no specific incident in the Torah in which God, so to speak, hosts somebody for a meal, it seems that Hashem is constantly hosting the entire world, offering us a place to sleep and food to eat. And thus, being hospitable to others is a way of emulating God. This mitzvah is considered so great that it's placed on an equal level of going early to learn Torah. Learning Torah is, in many ways, the most important mitzvah in the Torah because it enables us to keep all of the commandments and it teaches us to develop a relationship with God. Nonetheless, having guests is considered as great a mitzvah as getting up early to learn Torah. You know, in one of the earliest stories in the book of Genesis, or Bereshit, we read about the elderly Abraham recovering from his self-administered Brit Milah, or circumcision. We learn that God made it very, very hot that day so that no wayfarers would pass by his tent, so that Abraham could recover quietly and just be still. But Abraham was miserable because he lived to give, and there was no one to give to. And he sat at the door of his tent searching for someone to serve. So God sends angels in the form of men so that he might feel energized and stronger, basically using Abraham's love language of healing himself through giving to others. God had come to visit Abraham in his infirmity, which is our basis for the mitzvah of visiting the sick. But the minute Abraham saw the guests, he asks God not to leave, but that he has guests to tend to. Can you imagine blowing off a divine visit to serve some strangers? And naturally, he and Sarah, his wife, and our matriarch, begin to prepare an elaborate feast. It's through this story that our rabbis teach us that having a guest is even greater than being exposed to the divine presence. In other words, it is better to emulate our Creator than to talk with him. And as God gives us food and drink, so must we do the same. This mitzvah of hachnasat orchim, or hospitality, requires us to not just invite people into our home, but to make them feel relaxed and welcomed, honored, as though they're at home. This week, can you consider teaching your kids maybe to automatically offer a glass of water to anyone who comes into your house, even before you do it? You know, if they're small, you can set up like a little pitcher in small cups that's appropriately sized for little hands so that they're almost never too young to begin learning these principles. Can you also put aside special treats for guests? I promise you, that will motivate your children to offer up food to whoever comes into the house, just so they can have some too. But that's okay, because as Rabbi Jake Kelman reminded us, our tradition has long taught that it is a great mitzvah to do the right thing, even if for the wrong reason. As it says in the Talmud, a person should always be engaged in Torah and mitzvahs, even if not for its own sake. As from doing them not for their sake, one will come to do them lishma, for their own sake. So, when am I coming over? I like lots and lots of chocolate.
Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to Momentum Podcasts on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Join Adrian again next time for more timeless wisdom and uplifting meditations that fill your heart, feed your soul, and start your day on a positive note.
This podcast was sponsored by the Zeitelman Family Foundation. Spread the wisdom. Inspire Jewish individuals around the globe by supporting Momentum's podcasts. To sponsor, contact podcast@momentumunlimited.org. You're listening to a Momentum podcast. For unlimited inspiration, wisdom, and empowerment, visit momentumunlimited.org.